true.
Pump show.
Pump show.
The Pump Show.
Metaphor.
You see how I rejected that motherfucker with all my might?
You did. The lips were pursed.
Get
it out of my face.
That was rejection of an invitation. That was the gay gene.
Good job.
Perfect.
Good job.
Peace.
Thank you. Welcome to the Pub Show, everybody. Episode 10.
10.
Hello.
Episodes.
10 is one more than 9.
Right.
It's double digits.
I'm pretty sure he's right.
We got a lot of people in here today. Let's just go around the room and introduce everybody. I am DC. To the right,
the dude.
Next to him, we got
Funky Walker.
Funky Walker and
and Dirty Talk.
Now, which one comes first? Because I would probably say Dirty Talk or Funky Walker.
False. I think it works both ways.
Common misconception.
Yeah. Common misconception is correct.
Is that how it goes?
It is common.
And ironically, I mean, I don't even know how ironic it is. Usually, Abe Froman is down in the southwest corner of Michigan, but he made the trip to come and visit the Pub Show, be part of the Pub Crew in person.
He just got promoted from anchor to full-fledged desk crew.
Amazing.
I'm excited about it.
Actually, I would like to be called 13%.
That's cool.
For the rest of the night.
Right? 13%.
13%.
Before we started the show, we started talking about the recent poll that was put on the site to mark the favorite
family's
crew member.
Fucking fire. I'll watch it from the trees that I peed you from.
And the dude was a little perturbed that he had no votes.
Well, I don't really care now because it's like 7 people. I know the only people that voted for you are your mom and your dog. His dog's on Facebook. His dog has more Facebook friends than I do.
You don't know anything.
My dog's on my...
I don't know where you got the number...
Cool dog. You guys.
I don't know where you got the number 7 from.
My dog's dead.
You did.
Sorry to hear
about
that.
You said 7.
I'm not trying to bring the show down or nothing.
Blow me away with this number.
Blow me away with your stats.
I said 7%, you cock.
Oh, my bad.
There's actually 30 votes.
Oh, 30
shit.
30
votes.
That is a considerable.
You called your aunt, your uncle, and your grandma, and you can all suck SMIC.
You are correct.
SMIC.
Let's go one person at a time. DC?
Yeah, I think that would be excellent.
The motion passes.
No, DC, not the dude. DC. Here we go.
Yeah, we're now entering arbitration. As much as it doesn't really matter, DC has 11 votes.
Matters.
Metal Mike with 6. Woo! Abe Froman with 4. Triple Ned with 3. Other got 2 votes. One person voted for Escalade.
Shark lovers.
Escalade is sweet.
One person voted for Pedro. J-Dog, my
Pedro
bro,
is underqualified.
2.
He has no real leadership experience.
Billy D. Williams got 1. JJ Dynamite got 1. And
who
the
fuck is JJ Dynamite?
0.
The dude with 0. Wow.
Jesus, man, I'm sorry to hear about that, buddy.
Yeah, I know. That people just don't know quality.
What we need to do is just find a way to kind of boost your exposure to the people that listen to the Pub Show.
I don't think it's his exposure. He doesn't shut up.
It's more of his
reputation.
Most of what I say is
his character. How do you get?
You're besmirching my character now. That's libelous, man.
See, most people don't use words like besmirching,
right?
Or
maybe
libelous.
You should open up the stores now and again.
You read it for fun?
No, but he could. Use it.
The new guys, Funky Lover and Flunky Blubber.
Close.
Yes,
close.
That is actually very close.
I'm sorry.
If I'm not mistaken, Dirty Talker and myself, we would fall into the other category.
I was going to say, which means the category
so
of
you're already
technically,
the dude.
We're already ahead of the dude.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
I mean, I was already going to say it, but he said it first.
Now,
let's see.
I set it up so that people could vote more than once, so there might be people on there that are just rocking the votes.
DC's voting for himself 6 times.
Crystal clear.
since I'm the only one that manages the website until Abe Froman came around, I got that authority. So if you want to hop on and make your own poll where the
sounds
dude is
suspicious.
I don't need to rig myself to inflate my small penis.
And you also need an internet connection.
Well, what
do
you use? Do you have the Swedish penis enlargement?
I think it's a
pictures of your mom.
Well, whatever it is.
Like a caulking gun?
Like
the same kind of
gun. Yeah, Dane's mom with a caulking gun.
Right.
Gross.
Wow.
MILF's doing construction.
Wow.
I would think you would visit Triple Nad's Cougar Emporium. To
Oh, that might be all right. That's good shit, too.
Cougar.
Well, thanks for tuning in. If you guys are actually listening to this, cool. If not, you know, whatever. We do it for ourselves.
You're not, fuck you.
You're not, you can't hear us say fuck you guys.
Right. When, if you're the guy that voted for other, I'm seriously going to
kill
you.
Well, Escalade, man, you got to admit, Escalade's got a vote coming. I mean.
Escalade.
I think Bubba should have his Bubba. Name up there. I mean, Escalade seems like a bitch to me.
A little bit, you know, kind of got him by the balls a little
bit. All I'm saying is come back. I will lead the show. Vote for the dude.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on board.
So you got to rally, dude. Don't take it like anybody's criticizing you.
I could care less.
But I just want you to rally.
My whole self-worth is wrapped up in this little vote again poll that you started for yourself.
Yes. Right.
Yes. I'm putting on the rally cap.
Do it. He needs to.
It's going
to
be fun.
Put that shit on.
I don't know. We got to make something fun out of this.
Well, whatever it is, we're hanging out. This is episode 10. I mean, we're not counting, but
10th anniversary of the first episode.
Exactly.
That's
fucking
ridiculous.
Axe in your face,
that
bitches.
We actually had the attention Strike. Span to actually make 10 of these is pretty remarkable, I think.
What the fuck?
True testament.
Well, with honestly. The listeners too. I mean,
Google listeners.
You always the dude kind of criticizes that. You know, I mean, I understand we don't have a whole lot of people, but. You know, if everybody pitches in a dollar, we'd have like $6. I understand.
So if everyone listens for just 10 minutes.
But really, you guys.
Once you listen for 10 minutes.
We do
a day.
Have a lot of listeners, unique listeners, too. So, you know, most of them are just like the Tila Tequila chicks on MySpace that are like spamming us, but, you know, whatever.
That's cool.
I'm it down is with that.
At least they're good looking.
No, I think she actually likes
it. At least they're good looking.
Right.
Honest words. Honest words.
I'm an honest man.
What other redeeming quality is there, really, right? She couldn't have, like, I mean, I don't know why you'd appeal to anybody with brains or
like
anything.
A good personality.
Dude, girls don't have
screw
brains.
Screw that.
Come on. Nice.
This personality you speak of, is it?
And that's why there's 0%.
I know.
And that's why.
I know, and I totally embrace that. I totally embrace that.
That's
I,
why not, that's why there's a disclaimer on the website.
Sharks, girls, whose brain's bigger?
Probably the... That's
no.
a good question.
Tactile quality, I don't no. care. Maybe if I can't see it, I don't care.
Well, welcome to the pub show. This is the chaotic intro session.
I'm not
people
friendly. You can all fuck yourselves.
I appreciate you guys coming out, the newcomers. I'm going to forget your names every time.
Funky
Walker and
Dirty Talker.
Dirty Talker.
There needs to be more abortions.
I hope we're going to hear some for dirty talk, and I don't know how like we'd you. Hear your funky walking, but are you still
you,
on this
you
shit?
You just got to believe.
Dude, just roll over and start a new day.
The dirty talking is mostly swear words.
Swear words, good. I like those too.
That makes sense. I mean, it is dirty.
Well, it could also be sex talk, like gross stuff.
Which would still consist of dirty words.
It doesn't have to. It could be like a quivering mound of love pudding.
Well,
that is. I did not say a dirty word.
Not one.
But that doesn't.
Pudding
that doesn't
is actually a good word.
Well. Or anything mayonnaise covered.
What about barbecue sauce covered?
Ooh,
in your basement.
Yeah, where was that? Wisconsin?
You stepped it up. So.
With the gimp suit on.
Man. Suit. Too much.
It's dirty. Ooh.
See, I was thinking dirty talking could be like, oh, I slipped in some mud.
Oh,
totally the gravel road pants. Got my car all dirty.
The boring dirty.
It's totally
the
like boring dirty. Khaki colored.
Khaki colored knit to white car. Yeah.
Actually maroon.
All right, stop. I'm getting a little hot in here and it's not
shade
the weather. We're going to check in with a couple sponsors and see what's going on in the news when we come back. So thepubshow.googlepages.com. And we'll talk to you in a minute.
MySpace.com/thepubshow.
Put the whole thing in your mouth.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the best product reinvention since the toaster could take two at once.
Toast.
From the humble beginnings of the 1000 model, it has been passed down through the generations and not much has changed till now. The Turbo Nipple Twister 5000. High torque, high power, high pleasure. included is the 32-page scratch and sniff instruction booklet. Simple to use, one-touch controls will send you into ecstasy. Not for the weak of heart. With four settings like good game, harder baby, you know how I like it. Right there, that's the oh yeah. And uh-oh, where did they go? You'll be a slave once you try it. The Turbo Nipple Twister 5000.
If it was good enough for my daddy, I kind of figured it would be good enough for me. He said, if it was good enough for my daddy, I just knew.
Tired of that same old ride? Looking for something new to take home? Maybe something a little bit older, more sophisticated, more experienced? Come over to Triple Nad's Cougar Emporium. Slide into one of our fine pre-owned Cougars today. The Cougars at Triple Nad's are second to none. Well, maybe the ones at Rum Runners. Each and every Cougar on the Cougar Emporium lot undergoes a rigorous 3-point inspection to ensure that your Cougar has a clean, shiny grill, soft, supple airbags, and ample trunk space if you need room for a large package. If you're looking for something a little less travel, don't forget our lineup of new model year Pumas in the back lot. Come find a Cougar to take home today before the Cougar finds you first.
I'm gonna get drunk while I listen to you.
Keep that on the down low.
Long past the point of Kevin on this.
Send the dude.
Yeah, you need to come check this out, man. It's pretty badass.
Newsline, Daleville, Indiana.
This is the Pub Show News.
Some current event kind of thing, you know.
This shit will be on the Discovery Channel.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know, I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just going on there, pointing, click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Welcome back to the Pub Show, everybody. This is the news segment where we talk about news things, whatever is appealing to us, you know. The Pub Show is about hanging out with friends and drinking and not getting in trouble with the law, the man, if you will.
Yeah, fuck the police.
Well, no, I mean, the worst part about going to the bar is that you got to figure out how to drive home, and nobody wants nobody wants to be the DD. I don't really want to ride
the DD.
DD
sucks.
I mean, going to a bar is fun, but I kind of don't like it because I'd rather just hang out at my place, let everybody crash, do what they got to do. You know, I hate seeing people get in trouble or get hurt, you know, stuff like that. So come and kick it at the pub. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the pub is going out. I mean,
what?
The pub. If you go out to a pub, you're going out. It's a
okay.
Bar.
No, this coming pub. The pub show.
Yeah, come gotcha. In. I got you.
For those of you that are not listening completely with us, the pub show, meaning this internet audio broadcast.
Sit at home, Google sip pages. A beer, play some video games.
It's so much cheaper,
by
dude.
The way.
And thank you for tagging the show, thepubshow.googlepages.com.
Anyone playing Ninja Gaiden recently?
I have not.
Phenomenal game.
It is so fucking bloody. It's awesome.
Like Xbox 360?
Yes. 360. Can you get it? I don't know. Can you get on anything else?
Yeah, PS3.
PS3. Yeah, it's freaking sweet.
PS3.
It's freaking sweet.
I'm back
it's
in
like
Kitty
Kill
Land.
Bill.
I'm back in Kitty Land with the Wii still. I'm sorry,
yeah, you
guys.
Should get some.
You have a Wii here?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know what I'm doing in that.
Right. Well, pub news. There's not a whole lot to talk about. One of the things, and I know it's not really news, but if you guys check out the site at all, you'll see on the main page, I took a photograph from a local hardware store, lumber store kind of conglomerate. Starts with an H, ends with a depot.
The H Depot.
Oh, no.
Rhymes with Home Depot. Wait.
What, do they have, like, an orange NASCAR douchebag guy?
It rhymes with Gnome Peepo.
I hear it's a quality.
I hear that's a train rolling in. Woo, woo.
Right. Well, what
we're the home.
Wait a minute. Did Bub Rub just roll in here? The whistles go, woo.
Decoration, man. Woo, woo.
Love that.
You're supposed to make them breakfast.
So, if you look at the site, if you've ever gone through any place that sells this kind of stuff, there are 46 toilet seats in this place. And I don't understand.
That's a lot of toilet seats. I like it.
What is the point? I mean,
it's America.
Right, everybody's got to cover up the shithole. I mean, we've evolved from having a...
Now, let me interrupt you.
Go ahead. No, no.
I went to this Shalom FIFA. And I actually had to sit there. I had a broken toilet seat at my house where I live.
Right.
And so I had to pick one out, and I just happened to have a second toilet there, and I was like, I could spice this fucking room up with right. a yes. toilet seat. You right. know? And so
get something
I,
to throw some color in there.
I sat there for literally at least 15 minutes.
Wow.
And had a discussion with another patron of the Shalom Lipo.
Yeah.
And we were discussing, why the fuck are there so many choices? Give me elongated or round and maybe three or four colors, and right. I'm good.
Right.
You know, 6 to 9 choices, okay.
Right.
40-some?
46, to be exact. And really? Granted, all right, some of them were for, like, kitty toilets or whatever. I don't.
Some
I've never
of them are
$100. Just shit to go.
I'd rather shit on pine than laminate wood.
The one thing I didn't notice there, if you look at the picture, I didn't see anything that was made out of hardwood. It was all plastics.
I actually bought a reddish,
there you go.
Dark cherry colored one with the toilet. What's the cover?
The toilet
the
lid.
Cover.
The well,
lid.
It's the seat in the lid.
The lid.
Thank you.
When I mean, maybe this will be a story to tell your grandkids. When I was growing up, I had to shit on plastic, and you know, maybe our kids will be able to shit
fact
on.
Fact is,
like,
we have 46 or freaking choices.
But why? That's I don't get it. And
it's awesome.
For the most part, I mean, who is it for? It's got to be for the women because guys don't put the fucking toilet seat down. I do, and I got a question for you guys. As I segue into the next issue,
fuck no.
There's one bathroom here. There are no women present. And the lid is always down when I use the bathroom. I went in there, and the lid was up, but the seat was down. So I want to know who's pissing sitting down in here.
I have been trained so much that after I stand up and piss with the seat up,
oh yeah,
I put it back down. I'm sorry.
I never leave the seat wow. and the lid up. I never leave the lid up.
This was
I'm glad we got that out of the way.
This right. was last month's issue at
that's
my
awesome.
House. Was
really?
You used to be so good about leaving that seat down. What's going on?
Man, fuck that.
So
why can't they always put it down? What the fuck?
What are you? And we'll get
so
into
hard
that in a
about
second.
That?
What is your take on this, guys?
Who dives on the
it's,
toilet?
It's time. Well, it's time to men take back
are these
the toilet.
Women that just don't care and they don't look, but they get so pissed off.
Well, imagine 3 a.m. though, and we just got home together, and 3 a.m. she's waking up in the middle of the night and wants to take a piss. I mean, it's just like me. I just want to walk in and let loose. She wants to do the same, right?
Yeah.
So you got to, you know, she just sits down
whatever.
And all of a sudden.
All she's got to do is reach up and flip it down.
This isn't the man This isn't the man show because it's getting into that.
Flip
oh, yes,
rub
it is.
Down
yes, it is.
Because this isn't to that. But, like, to speak to your point, why is it that the guy has to put it down? Why can't she put it up?
See,
when I go to
you
urinate,
don't
I'm, yeah. I don't, like.
This is my concern.
I observe the situation and I see, oh, the receptacle is covered. I'm going to lift the fucking seat or the lid up. And urinate inside without pissing on the seat. Why?
Yeah.
Well, who would, in their right mind, just drop trowel and sit down
yeah.
on whatever happened to be there?
Exactly.
Maybe there's a porcupine.
If they drop through it, that's their own fault.
What are you
the
guys
fact
saying?
The matter is, it is such a big deal that it's worth it.
Now, wait a
it's
minute. Are you Funky
that...
Walker or...
I do nothing but
you are the Funky
walk
Walker?
funky.
Right.
Nice. Funky Walker.
You guys are going to be one in the same. You are an amoeba, if you will.
A collective.
Yeah. Together, like, and you're about to divide.
Shut your mouth, Funky Walker.
Yellow card signifies someone who is idealistic and novelty loving.
Someone take the book.
Abe Froman is reading the... What is this thing? What is this publication called?
This is from your bathroom.
I believe it's
Almanac. 2008. Yeah, a lot of good corn there, the Farmer's Almanac. Good harvest there, yeah.
Well, let's get into some news.
This
is the
second
time we tried to get here, but now we've also got corn back in the 20s.
What are you talking about? Because nobody, I don't hear you, dude. Nobody is listening to what you're saying. I hear you. I'm not saying it's not processing.
0%.
Because it's just all underground. 0%.
Zero.
Why don't you reference the news story about the drinking age, because you brought that up.
The drinking
give you
age.
Something to talk about that people will listen to.
You can all ask my C.
I don't care.
We are completely uncensored here. We have a disclaimer and everything. You can speak your mind.
You can all fucking suck my cock, lick my asshole, and floss with my pubes. I don't give a fuck.
Wow. So what is it about the drinking age debate?
What, the drinking age?
Drinking age.
Oh, yeah, dude. They should totally fucking lower that. And some college president from some college is saying, let's do it. Whereas, I don't know. What's the new story?
Super Steve!
Oh, yeah.
Super Steve, Super Steve. College presidents seek drinking age debate.
There you go.
They're calling on lawmakers to consider moving the drinking age back to 18. Now, I am...
Let's get details.
You can die for
what
your
college?
Country. You can do beer.
Well, let's dig a little bit deeper. Raleigh, North Carolina.
Ah, yes.
College NC presidents State? From about 100 of the best-known U.S. universities, including Duke, Dartmouth, Ohio State, and they're calling lawmakers to consider lowering the drinking age from 21 to 18. I'm assuming this is something to do with financials in their college town. They want to boost revenue at the bars. Understandable. I am of the opinion.
They just don't want to freaking waste their police time, you know, on MIPs and all this shit. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. They don't make that much money on it. Who really pays those, to be honest with
you? It's a pain in the ass. But it creates more police pressure.
The other thing is the age
and binge
to enter,
drinking and all that shit.
The argument has been for however many years. If you're old enough to serve your country at 18, you should be old enough to have a fucking beer.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I don't know who would disagree with that, and I don't know why the drinking age is 21. I mean,
I am the youngest person in this room at this point. I am still mature enough to realize that I don't know any people aged 18 who are responsible enough to drink and operate anything.
I think anybody who claims that they're mature enough to know anything.
Yeah.
I'm not mature enough to know anything. I'm just joking. That was supposed to be a joke somewhere.
No, but I got it because you know, it's... the point is that, you know, you're not old enough to make the decisions. And I, being 18, you think you know everything, you know. But after the fact, you're like, wow, I really didn't know shit. So it's understandable that, you know, people would want to get monitored and brought back into their comfort zone because... People, you know, as soon as you hit 18, that's like, wow, I got to do everything I can because I've been under my parents' control. But do you think the problem is that parents aren't educating their kids enough to say, like, look, if you're going to drink, drink responsibly?
Well, put it this way, though. I mean, when you were 18, you drank anyway, right? You always
not
had
me. I'm a punk.
I totally did. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
I think the majority of people that I grew up with, we all did. And so, yeah, so you get it anyway, and you think about it now. I mean, maybe I'm an old man, but I think about it now, and you're nowhere near responsible enough to be behind a wheel. I mean, nobody is, even no matter how old you are, to drink and drive. But, you know, drinking alcohol at 18 years old, doing the fucking stupid shit that you would do, that you would tell stories about now.
It's a bad mix.
It's stupid. So the drinking age, 18. The thing about it is the government wants these 18-year-olds in there who are stupid as shit in their army and fucking train them, you know, brainwash them, get them to just yes or no, sure. No, sir.
You're right.
And, you know, that makes a good, you know, machine of an army is people just yes and no men.
Right.
And so, you know, so I can understand
I'm going
why.
Going down this rabbit hole.
I can understand why, you know. You can take a bullet for your country at 18, but sensibly, I guess I'm the only one who said, yeah, 21, I waited that long, and I still got booze when I was 18, whatever.
I'm not saying I didn't drink before I was 21, but I didn't, like, I mean, there was people I know that drank every week, and I, like, tried it a couple times. When I got into college, yeah, I did drink quite a bit, I guess, before I was 21, but I did it responsibly. I never drove, and if I did it, you know, people would get me drinks at the bar somehow, and it was never irresponsible because I was like, man, I don't want to fuck up my life. That's not worth it to me, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so the education needs to be there. Why, you know, why do we live in a society where you can't drink? Why not when you're 16, dude? In Germany, kids in high school are drinking beer after school.
They show boobs on TV in Europe, too.
Living an over, you know, Protestant, fearful society. That's the way it is.
Well, and, you know, that's the only way you can keep everybody under control and stuff. You got to keep buying freaking KFC famous bowls or whatever.
Failure bowls.
Failure pile. It's a failure pile.
Yeah. Well, it's a fucking A. Yeah.
It's not on the site as we speak, but it will be there probably by the time you guys hear this. There's a website called getdrunker.com. There's actually a couple of these out. One is for like food recipes. And basically, it's a matrix of check boxes, and you check off the items that you have in stock. Like, this one happens to be alcohol. So if you have 151, Bailey's, Chambord, and Sprite, you check those boxes, click the Get Me Drunk button, and it takes you to recipes that contain all those ingredients. So you can, you know, when you run out of the good stuff and you're like, shit, all right, what am I going to do with some fucking, I got hot damn and some triple sec and and a diet right.
1%.
Right.
Like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
And this will take it for you and it will give you everything you need. A lot of them you can't get a whole lot with what you got, but it tells you the one
I'll have a Chambord and whiskey, please.
Right. there's another website that does it. Packets around. There's another website that does it for food, and you can, you know, you got chicken and asparagus and celery, and it gives you recipes you can do for that. So check out getdrunker.com. They're not sponsoring us by any means, but we're sponsoring the hell out of them, you 30-some listeners.
It's a quality site. That's awesome. It has helped me.
You guys know the metal count?
I have breadsticks, celery, and cheese.
Nice.
That's a good combo.
I love breadsticks.
So it'll just say melt cheese over cooked breadsticks. Leave the celery in the fridge.
They are.
You know those assholes grew Yao Ming in a test tube. Look at that fucker. Just look at him. He's got the bolts coming out of his neck.
Where
he's got
are
the little
you?
T-Rex arms. I was talking about the metal count. It kind of went over T-Rex that. Arm. On this side of the room, we're talking about the metal count in the Olympics, and then Yao Ming and his Frankenstein ass.
Well, thanks for checking out the Pub Show News. Does anybody else have any recent news?
Oh, yeah.
Articles?
Yeah, in Lansing the other day on Willow Street. If you're in town and you watch the news and read stuff, you know about it. But fucking, so homeboy walks in with a knife to knock over this place. And just when he thinks he's getting his cheese from the register, there's a retired Dudley Do-Right behind him. And freaking
you
drops
are
a pillow.
You fucked
in him.
Up, aren't you?
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm not fucked up.
You are.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Fuck you guys.
Willow Street.
I'm sorry.
I dropped a lot of cool stuff in there. I said Dudley Do-Right.
Continue. Ooh,
he did.
Continue, Dudley.
Fuck you guys.
You weren't wielding the weapon, were you?
No, but this guy so freaking dropped a pill in him. And it's pretty awesome.
Hold on a second. I don't understand your urban slang. He dropped a pill?
What do you think? He shot the guy, like, in his buttocks or his thigh or some shit.
Okay, thank you for clearing that up.
Yeah, he dropped a cap in the bro.
Okay. So retired cop sees a thug
robbery going down,
wielding a knife, trying to take, like, $15 from the QD registrar.
Yeah, how much do you think they keep in a QD register?
I think there's signs
depending
on the door.
Of day.
Less than $100.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're all trained to, like, freaking just let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this cop, he's
I don't think you have to be trained to do that. It's like,
no.
Oh, you have you have something that could kill me,
and this is not my money.
I make $5.75 an hour. You know what? You win.
Anybody has their own policy?
Checkmate.
But that's official policy.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Oh, no, you're safe, dude. Well, so what ended up happening? So the guy gave the guy a pill like Dr. Mario.
He shot the guy.
Okay.
No, you not like Dr. Mario. That was a
no, a fucking bullet.
I'm a revolver. Yeah, that's what
he
did.
Come on, he Dr. Mario'd the guy. What, you don't get my slang? What's a,
no.
He shot the guy, yeah. If you didn't pick up on all that.
It was the same so, man,
this
but
point
an extra
has been
bullet.
Belabored beyond belief.
So did the guy fall down?
I'm assuming.
You,
I don't
so
know.
That you didn't get the rest of
the They sent him
into
the hospital. You know, I really
He's
didn't
in
know.
Critical condition at Willow Street Hospital.
Yeah.
He will have more information released
if
later.
You must know, I guess his blood was AB positive.
You didn't send him flowers, though.
No, I did not.
Dude, the guy, he obviously is hard up for cash. Maybe he could sell the flowers on the side of the road or something.
Okay, whatever.
For 70 cents.
Well, it's too bad for that guy. Somebody mentioned on the break that you, when we were discussing this news article, you don't bring a gun to a knife
yeah,
fight, or a knife
right.
to a gunfight. Which
right.
one was
knife
it?
Knife to a gunfight.
Okay.
Guns are usually easier to kill people with than
yeah,
knives.
Yeah, agreed. Faster. Gotcha.
Surely Wolf.
Let's say gun versus
a
knife.
Gunfight.
Gun would win.
I would think so. You mean
knife gun?
Knife gun.
Ooh,
is
a knife gun.
Mathematics. Now a gun that shot
Whoa,
knives.
That's a quality gun or knife.
That might work.
That's I mean that is gun. That is almost
I think that's called a bayonet.
Bayonet theory, exactly.
Yeah, but it doesn't shoot the knife.
That's just on the end of the gun.
That's on the same like somebody is higher level thinking in that area because like flaming arrows.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Awesome. I mean,
like, an arrow right. is a flying knife.
Somebody's thinking outside
Unless
of the box.
Unless the wood's too dry, then you're shooting flaming ash.
Ash.
Thepubshow.googlepages.com. Check it out.
There's just one thing, dude.
What's that?
You have to use so many cuss words.
The fuck are you talking about?
Listen to that. Maybe it's a harpsichord. Who knows what kind of MIDI they're using right now? But all I know is one thing. It emits these images in your head. The cool, clear, crystal waters of a place where you can lean down with the deer and drink from the lakes. But imagine this. They're filled with beer, and it is fucking awesome. It's called Oktoberfest, and the pub crew desperately needs your help so they can journey there and drink beer with these deer.
That's right, the dude. I'm DC from the Pub Show. For the cost of a pint of beer at your local tavern, you can help make a pub crew member's dreams come true. Your contribution, along with that of other pub fans, could make it possible to send the pub crew to Oktoberfest in Munich instead of Oktoberfest in Lansing. Won't you make your sponsorship pledge today?
Seriously. Come on, brah. You know you can do it. Only you can send our heroes across the pond.
Give me a liter of cola.
A what?
A liter of cola.
Liter of cola? Do we make liter of cola?
Well, you just order a large farva. I don't want a large farva. I want a goddamn liter of cola.
I don't know what that is.
Liter is French for give me some fucking cola before I break Moose fucking lip.
All right, relax.
It's folded. It's because you're holding it folded toilet paper.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to fold the toilet paper.
You're holding it.
It's not my fault.
Welcome back to the Pub Show. DC, the dude, Abe Roman, and
Dirty Talker. Dirty
Funky Talker. Water.
It's a wild funk.
And Funky Walker, the walkie funky. And we got somebody that doesn't have a mic in the...
Yell loudly.
Hello.
Yeah, there's a freaking zoo in your background, dude.
For those who cannot hear, yeah. There are some dogs fighting in the other room.
If you didn't know, the DC owns a kennel.
Right, it doesn't matter, whatever that is.
He may or may not have been affiliated with Mike Vick.
Yeah, dude, you've got
Mike Vick.
Nature Channel, the Serengeti Plains going on in your living room. You guys are way off the point. The whole point that we started recording right now is because I went in that bathroom, and we already talked about toilet seat up, toilet seat down, but God damn it. Their toilet paper is fucking backwards.
It's supposed
bullshit.
To be on top.
Backwards it's how?
On top.
How is it backwards?
It's you put the toilet paper on the roll, on the bar. Yeah, and it faces out. And it should it be from out. The top. You should pull it from the top. Yes. And yes. This is being pulled from underneath. Yeah, the underneath
back
pull.
Around. Is the incorrect way.
The underneath
now,
pull is not ergonomic.
We had a little discussion earlier about the whole toilet lid, toilet seat. issue
fiasco,
in which,
if you will.
Let me just, fiasco, thank you, because that is the only word that describes
it. It is a fiasco.
It.
You've officially given Dane a mangina.
What? No, 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 no. I had.
He lived.
If I had a mangina, it was before I met her, and that is beside the point. We'll discuss that in Pub Show 11.
Plead the fifth on that.
What my point is.
We're going to table that for 1 minute.
If I don't really know where I was going with this, so somebody needs to pick
officially
it up.
Tabled.
You were about to discuss your point before you were so rudely interrupted
Thank
by
you.
7,000 other people.
Right.
About the toilet paper being up versus down, and it all started from the toilet seat conversation where we have to put the toilet seat back down when we're done peeing, but why can't a woman put it back up when they're done peeing?
Yeah.
Just in general, I just want
supposedly
a
you can multitask.
From how, without being tainted as much as we've probably tainted it, what is the issue with the toilet seat up or down and the roll of toilet paper going over the top or under the bottom? Speak.
Let's hear under the bottom. You seem to want to defend that passionately.
That's horrible. That's horrible.
I'm just saying, under the bottom, it allows for better breaking.
Yeah. So
more
when you
I'm sorry. Thank
no.
you for playing.
The issue of toilet paper over top or bottom all comes down to the breaking.
It does. No,
right?
It does.
What about
because,
the rolling?
No, because I can roll like this.
You can. Oh wait, wait. That's
I
a visual. That's
way.
A visual. Where
if you could
audio.
All see it, she kind of looks
for
like
those
Spider-Man.
Who cannot see, palm is open, facing upward.
Basically, she had a
and
hand motion that you put your hand underneath the toilet paper roll, and you can pull your fingers back.
It's
kind of
like she looks like she's cupping and then going
it.
Like Spider-Man.
But
if you guys, if you guys are into the sex terms, it's almost like the Scandinavian bowling ball grip.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
So imagine
the French tickle.
Imagine that, but flip your hand over
right
180 degrees and do the same Scandinavian
do that bowling grip
and never mind.
It is the pub show.
I'm all about the overhand. I'm telling you.
What is the real issue?
Roman.
I mean, we got to get deeper on this.
I vote for Roman on issue 12B.
Because then you can stop it the same way you roll it. It never touches the ground.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same?
Well, mine touches the ground. I don't know if it touches the ground.
To touch the ground coming underneath as opposed to over the top, to be honest with you. Because over the top, you can
licking
you can stop it right
so
there. Where it's
I know, I say you stop it right
the
there.
The water's
on
cold.
On top of your hand,
and
though.
Deep, you know what I mean.
No.
With one hand, can't you just...
Somebody needs
yeah,
to mic that
from
motherfucker.
Again, a visual that was
excellent.
So, to back it up even further then, the whole toilet seat, toilet lid issue, I have a problem with the toilet lid not being down completely. Lid, seat, the whole shebang. Why is it that women have a problem with it just being all the way up? When I go to use the facilities, I don't like willy-nilly just like squat my ass upon the porcelain. I check to see if there is a substance there that will support my frame.
No, he's got a point.
If I were to squat in the woods, I wouldn't expect to see anything beneath me. But if I were to waddle into the bathroom in the dark, I wouldn't say, you know, I think that the toilet lid and seat might be down. I wouldn't think that the toilet seat might be down. I would think, you know what? I better be careful and think the toilet lid and seat both are down. And I might as well check to flip one up instead of squatting my ass into a load of cold toilet water.
And who wants that?
Honestly.
Nobody.
Cold,
I
deep,
do, please.
Dirty water would prefer
in a place
water on
toilet
his ass.
Water.
So
I'm just
so
glad
cold.
That Clark Gable's falling and not Gary Cooper.
Exactly. I mean, who couldn't think
I have no idea
better.
What you just said, but it sounded beautiful.
But I don't want to... I'm trying not to taint the whole thing.
And I need to turn this on queer.
He said taint.
Yeah,
this is
not, taint.
This is not the man show, so what is the real
yes,
issue
is.
Behind the whole toilet seat thing?
That is the issue.
That King
that
George.
That women are lazy? Is that
no.
what you're saying?
Yeah.
No. Falling in the seat. Also,
he's like a, he's
just
like a,
out of... Just out of... It's just the way it is. 75% of the time, the toilet seat needs to be down for anybody that's using it. 100% of the time for
statistics
women.
Statistics prove it. I get
so,
that.
So, statistically speaking, it should just be down.
So for me, I put it down. I
don't blame me with these statistics. I could be standing up.
Whatever it is, guys, just put the seat down.
No.
And the lid. The seat is not enough. That's what I don't get. Women are so anal about the seat being down.
I put the cover down.
Put anal. The lid down.
I put the cover
the
down.
Whole point of having a lid on there, there's 40 fucking six of them at Home Depot. Why don't we just put the lid down too? Because that's why it's there.
Pick one and put it down.
Right. Exactly. 46 of them. You guys have your choice. The next little bit.
Oh my God.
That we need to talk about is, have you guys had in general any farming, garden, anything in your backyard?
Oh, yes, a little bit.
Little bit. Nobody's. I mean, I don't.
My
I don't,
parents kept a garden when I was a kid.
Rhubarb.
They made me weed it, and I
rhubarb.
And I resent
rhubarb.
Them for it.
Good, best
you
shit.
Got some rhubarb at
it
my
is
place.
Well,
I mean, they did make a lot of salsa from that shitty produce. It wasn't that shitty, but I hated that's weeding awesome. The garden.
At the pub show, you know, we're not here to make fun of anybody.
Yes,
we're
we
here
are.
To just kind of reminisce about the fun times. And the fun
I
times that I'm reminiscing about are last fall when I listened to the Lords of the Gourds PBS special about the 900 to 1,500 pound pumpkins that
pumpkins.
People make. Now,
I wonder where you're going with this, but now I'm with you.
You are with me now. So I just want to play a couple clips and see what you guys think. Now, this is actually a DVD you guys can rent. You can borrow it on Netflix for a cost. Just listen to some of this stuff and see what you guys think.
Okay, cuddling up.
Totally get it backwards.
I said, oh my God, it was just absolutely gorgeous. So think that a fruit could possibly get this big is just crazy. I mean,
it's
wow.
So huge.
Every
oh
kind
God.
Of vegetable, plant, or tree, or human has a potential going large.
If you play
large.
Music, they grow better.
I've had one of them last year was described as large as a Volkswagen Beetle.
Hopefully it's going to go around 900 pounds.
We've strived to find that silver bullet seed that'll
ooh,
put you into the realm of pumpkin immortality.
45.
You plant a seed and you forget about it.
My silver bullet
I planted
seed is
my
awesome.
Seed and I forgot about it.
So these guys grow pumpkins and that's... From the video, that seems like all they do. I'm sure they have day jobs. One guy's a chemist. One guy is, like, a pimp. I don't really know. He's pushing his silver bullet seed all over the place. But what gets me is that, like, how they treat these gourds. The movie is called Lord of the Gourds. I don't understand it. So they talk about pumpkin sizes.
And if the shape of it is coming out more... like this, pushing out, that would be an Audi.
Dave is the kind of person who,
Audis.
When he gets into something, it's with both feet. He chats online with all these other pumpkin growers about
wow.
genetics and how big their pumpkins were, I guess is
so
a real thing. And
they
will talk about what they're doing and compare sizes. It can get a little crazy sometimes.
It can get a little crazy sometimes. I can understand because
these guys
if you're
are
talking
all
about your pumpkin sizes, I mean.
Yeah, you don't make sure that your pumpkin size is the biggest.
I didn't know a pumpkin was a fruit.
You know, it's not the size of your pumpkin. It's
how fast you type on Yahoo Messenger about your pumpkin.
It's how good your pumpkin pie tastes.
Whatever it is, it's cool because they're doing this, but to me, like, to put that much effort into a plant...
You gotta be a freaking
if you're not
fruit
making
loop.
Money, it's like a hobby. It's not like they're doing it because this is like they're that's sustaining their livelihood. It's because this is what they like to do, and it's fun for them.
They're queer.
It's similar
everybody...
to, like, Best in Show, where everybody is... You know, they're so anal about these dogs. These
right.
are their children. They probably, I wonder what the percentage of infertile people that go to dog shows and enter dogs into those shows are.
I'm sure.
I bet you the
that's an excellent point,
infertile
right?
rate.
Yeah.
Same
is,
thing goes for the pumpkin thing. Who's
there
the
is an unfortunate gene in the human race, a super needy gene. To like just pour yourself into those most pointless and stupid things like dogs and
well,
pumpkins.
Well, these people are no exception.
No, dogs are fucking sweet.
In this
not
segment,
the Best in Show sweet.
There is a gentleman rubbing baby oil all over a pumpkin.
Yeah.
And it's all like super sexy. Oh man.
Love me sexy.
Give that pumpkin some love.
Listen. Get down and sexy. Yeah. Come here, baby. Let me cut your vine.
Yeah. I'm gonna make some pie. I'm not getting very attached to him. It just fucking
after
moved.
Spending, you know, a lot of time with him, caring for him. Very attached.
Attached.
Pumpkins are extremely fragile in a lot of ways. They require a real lot of babysitting. They are many times worse than an infant.
Excuse me. Many times worse.
Yeah.
Many times worse.
I don't think a pumpkin ever shit its diaper.
I do name my pumpkins.
She names them.
Randy, I don't believe names his pumpkins, but my pumpkin's called Shasta.
Finger-nosed cousin.
So it's like my daughter.
Also a terrible name.
I'd like to name your pumpkins, baby.
There's no pressure on you. I think the plants can hear. I do talk to them. They don't do anything. They don't talk back.
Did you hear that?
But I'm hoping they're listening, and I'm always telling them, grow bigger, grow bigger.
Yeah, that's what she's always saying. That's what she's always saying, grow bigger.
Their face looks like a daisy, has like the big petals all the way around.
It works.
And you are perfect. That is the most beautiful pumpkin.
It's a pumpkin, not a pumpkin.
Just don't go around and look at her backside, because she's ugly.
Go back to the library.
She looks like a fat woman bending over. She has a crack right down the middle.
Yeah, smoke another pack of Camel Whites. So, I have no problem with people who grow pumpkins. I have no problem with people who have a garden. But these people have no lives,
they take
as far
it to
as
another
I can
level.
Tell. Maybe it's because the way the documentary works, and it just tells me that all these people do from spring until fall is work on these pumpkins.
Think about that one douchebag, though. He kept equating the pumpkin to an infant.
And
right.
he rubs
Come
it with
on.
Baby
Not only an infant,
oil.
But many times worse.
What gets worse is this.
When you cut your pumpkin off the vine and it's time to harvest, it's sort of like cutting the umbilical cord to your baby.
Yeah, it's just like
when
that.
You have to cut that vine to load them on the truck. It's very painful because you know that the end of the
that,
season
you didn't know, is, the sound of
is
a
there,
pumpkin.
And whatever you have to take the way off is what you've
one
got.
One
and there's no more chance that pumpkin is going to grow any bigger.
I think it's more like you've had this baby and it's grown to maturity and you're letting it go.
It's leaving the nest. I do cry when we do cut it from the vine. I just run in the house real quick. Cry, wipe my eyes, come back out.
Pumpkin.
It is bittersweet at the end of the year.
You goddamn right it's bittersweet.
You
taste it all.
The last 5 or 6 months prepping the soil, planting the seed,
I want to know what prepping the
watching
soil
the
balls.
Plant grow. And I guess it would be kind of like having your child, and then all of a sudden,
here we go again.
Now they're going to college.
It's a pumpkin.
Oh,
yeah.
These people equate cutting a pumpkin off the vine to their children going to college.
Yeah, your kid's going off getting drunk and fucking every other kid in the state. And writing papers is like...
And going to Math 101
yeah.
and Science 402.
That's like a pumpkin.
Or paying tens of thousands of dollars of your hard-earned money for the last 20 years...
Right.
...to give your child an education or cutting a vine of a fucking so-called fruit.
I totally get it.
Even if you break it down to the point of just the kid leaving the nest, I get that. But you've nurtured him for 5 months. Like, you know what? You guys could have been watching American Idol
it's
this whole time and been like
pumpkin.
The rest of America.
It's a fucking pumpkin.
Yes.
I officially
nominate these dudes for the queer bag section of the country.
So check in with the pub show and let us know what you guys think, because without you guys, we wouldn't even have an opinion, really.
And without you guys, we wouldn't know what vinegar could be used for. It could be used to lower your blood pressure. It could speed up your metabolism. It could fight pesky coughs and colds or relieve painful leg cramps.
Where's Sean Connery when you need him?
I like you, Mary. I like you a lot.
Corn dog,
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 in your dog. Corn dog.
This message is brought to you by local Corn Doggers 101, breading and sticking meat since 1975.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on me, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Shut off that light. Oh, yeah.
Again.
Well, thanks for hanging out from another pub show. It's episode 10. It's kind of a milestone. Pubtacular. That is a new term.
A beautiful adjective.
That I will use forever.
I was hoping to nominate TPS reports, the pub show reports.
Why not?
There you go.
If somebody wants to send
us. Did you get that memo?
I did.
Did you put the new cover sheet on?
Yeah.
You just gotta ask.
I got the memo.
The cover sheets on the TPS reports.
Yeah.
How many Office Space quotes do I know?
See, you thought Pubtacular was good. They're taking off with TPS reports, and that's
what's amazing is that, you know, I love Office Space quotes, movie quotes in general, but it bugs me when people quote movies and they don't do it right.
Like a pet peeve of mine.
Right, mine too. Because if you don't quote it right, why do you even say it? There's the
intent is good, but the delivery is not.
Yeah, I mean, you really need to perfect your game before you spit that stuff out. Honestly.
Work on it. In front of the mirror with some friends.
Right. Sorry, I'm laughing. I thought the dude was asleep for a second. He had his eyes this closed. He was sitting back. Look.
It was putting me to sleep.
I'm sorry, you can't visualize it. You know,
when he's not talking, he's asleep. I mean, that's pretty much how it is. He's awoken by the sound of his own voice. Good dude.
Yeah, pretty much. It's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Well, not a whole lot going on. I think we've pretty much squeezed this bag
dry.
Yeah,
I didn't think there needs to be a segment here.
Bag.
So, why don't you handle it then, bro?
Other than to say, fuck all you assholes who didn't vote for me. I don't really care.
Yeah, 0%. 0%.
How does that even happen?
I don't know.
You know how it happens.
Some sort of weird internet phenomenon.
I pretty much think it's rigged, anomaly, but either way.
Maybe some Russian mafia hacked our page and are like
and voted
stealing
13
all the dudes.
Times. What was it, 13? Oh, 30 yeah. times.
I'm
30
sorry,
times.
30 votes. And you can vote as many times as you want. So, you know.
You know what I'm doing tomorrow during work, right?
Yeah.
Voting for Abe Froman.
Yeah,
it's
baby.
It's pretty much pretty suspect.
50% of the time.
I'm officially withdrawing from this bullshit
race.
If
it's suspect, maybe you should hop on the page and vote for yourself a couple
times.
Yeah,
you see, I'm not going to do that.
Once. You know what? Do it honestly.
I
just vote once.
The dude is above that.
Right.
That's right.
I don't think the dude is above anything.
Right.
I'm above
He's
caring
above
about
the floor.
This. That's true. That's very true. I'm sorry.
To play SMR.
Well, thanks for hanging out for the pub show. It's been real. It's been amazing. 10 pub shows?
10. 10th anniversary of the first 10. Show. Ladies and gentlemen.
Amazing. Beautiful thing.
I think you're the only one that's excited.
It's like a it's a decathlon of shows.
It's like an infant being born.
Right.
It's like rubbing oil on an infant and
sometimes
then cutting
the
its vine.
Right.
It's many times
and
harder to deal
and
with.
Thinking that vine is going to college.
It's like taking a 1,200-pound pumpkin to market and winning a ribbon.
Yeah. That's totally like having a baby.
A ribbon you can keep forever.
Or...
I think you lose it.
Well, check it out. Tell your friends. Tell the neighbor. Tell your coworkers. The pub show is taking over.
And don't forget to buy your Farmer's Almanac for the year 2009. It's coming up soon.
Peace out.
I might like you better if we slept together. I might like you better if we slept together. I might like you better if we slept together. But there's something in your eyes that says maybe. That's never